Well, in 1828, Benjamin Parks was out deer hunting about 6 miles from here. Stomped his toe on a rock, picked that rock up. It was the size of an egg, he says, and it was the color of gold.
Angela Johnson, site manager at Dahlonega Gold Museum Historic Site in Georgia, says this is how America's first gold rush began. Dan Parks is the great-grandson of Benjamin Parks. He guides tours to the Consolidated Gold Mine, which, in its heyday, was the largest gold mining operation east of the Mississippi River.
He said they got out in one day's time 54 pounds and 7 ounces of gold. Well, that much gold was worth over $13,000.
Johnny Parker has been researching the history of the Georgia Gold Rush for more than 20 years. He guides underground mine tours.
Now, before we head underground, I'm going to give a little history of the Gold Rush. The word Dahlonega means land of the yellow metal, or it's a Cherokee word that means yellow rock. You can just pick it up, put it in your pocket. Let's go in the hole. You know, within 1 year's time, 15,000 miners were here. 15,000 within 1 year's time in such a small area.
Parker says during the first wave of Georgia's gold rush between 1829 and 1839, gold worth tens of millions of dollars was mined. In its most prosperous days, Consolidated Gold Mine employed up to 1,200 miners. However, Georgia's gold fever came at a price. Teresa Walker, a ranger at the New Akata Historical Site, says the Cherokee Indians, who had been granted the land by treaty, were forced to leave.
In the 1800s and in 1830, Georgia decided, and with President Jackson, decided to move all the Cherokees from here to Oklahoma to open up the land for the Georgia settlers.
And the Cherokee are the only ones, the only tribe that did not basically give up their property. They held on, fighting for their right to live here because they were here first.
However, Angela Johnson says their fight was in vain. The state of Georgia seized the Indians' land.
But they came in here and surveyed out the 4 million acres, chopped it up into 40-acre gold lots and 160-acre farming lots. You had to qualify to get into the drawing. You had to be a Georgia resident for 3 years. You had to be a white male, 18 years old or older. And for 160 acres, you had to come up with $18.
The forced migration of the Cherokee Nation started in the winter of 1838.
It was turned out to be the worst recorded history, winter in history up until that time, so they were walking in 6 to 8 feet of snow from here to Oklahoma.
Walker says a total of 4,000 people, nearly one-fourth of the Cherokee population, died during the five-month trek west. The journey became known as the Trail of Tears. Back in Dahlonega, Dan Park says the good times came to an end in 1906 when the price of gold dropped significantly.
Yeah, after the gold rush, probably, there was probably 500 people here.
And a lot of folks, you know, don't even know about gold in this area. They always hear about California. Even though the gold rush was a major, major thing, it was overshadowed by, you know, the bad part, which was the Trail of Tears.
For producer Roger Sue, Jim Bertel, VOA News.